بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is the part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in a meeting with President Raisi and his cabinet on August 30, 2023, on the occasion of Government Week. If we keep God's satisfaction in mind, we will be careful to employ the person who is suitable for the position, not someone who is merely our friend and not deserving of the role. This is one of the characteristics of seeking God's satisfaction. That's how the late martyr Rajai and the late martyr Bahonar were. Their goal was truly gaining God's satisfaction. I knew them personally for many years and witnessed their conduct. Government Week is adorned with their names. This became the guiding principle and figuratively the flag on which the name of this administration is written. You need to keep this in mind. Regarding the issues that I will be discussing with you today, I have divided them into two parts.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
During the first part, I will briefly give you my opinion and judgment about the administration. In the second part, I want to remind you about a few matters that you need to pay attention to. As for my judgment, well, over the past 30 or so years, I have supported all the various administrations with different orientations and abilities, and the reason for that is obvious. The situation of the country and the goals we have set for ourselves in the Islamic Republic require everyone help the executive branch, which is working in the middle of the field. The leader should help it, the people should help it, and our intellectuals and influential figures should help it. That's how it is. All of the administrations deserve this comprehensive support, and we have helped all administrations. However, considering what I have seen during these past 2 years regarding this administration, in addition to giving my support, I would also like to praise this administration. What we have seen from this administration's performance during these 2 years that it has been in office warrants our appreciation and our praise. The administration has performed well and powerfully in some sectors, which are important sectors as well. I will briefly mention a few things about this. The reason I am saying these is because the administration has unfortunately not been articulate in telling others about the things it has accomplished. Some good things have taken place that have not been conveyed to people in the way it deserves to be.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.